Hey, good morning, y'all, and Merry Christmas Eve. I'm Martha Norwalk, welcoming you to our Merry Christmas Eve edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And I have to say, in all of my... I'm not exactly sure how many years I've been doing this show, but it's around 28, around there. And I've done live shows on pretty much every holiday, except for the ones that don't change and are on not on Sundays, like Thanksgiving. But it's Christmas Eve, and we are here live. And I have to say that Nathan and I are all decked out for Christmas. I'm not in the studio today. I'm zooming in from home, but with all the technology these days, that means we can do really fun stuff on the computer. So I've got flocked, snow-covered Christmas trees with snowflakes coming down and Christmas lights all over. And Nathan has the same Christmas lights and Christmas trees and snow. And he's personally, you're decked out. And by the way, Animal World production engineer, Nathan Miller, you are all decked out in one of those crazy Christmas sweaters. You've got the Christmas lights all over you.
Yes, I do. All over the place.
All right. So way to go, being all dressed up for Christmas. And I have to say, I've been thinking about the last couple of days, even with everything going on. And I almost started the show with our Merry Christmas Eve Mercury in Retrograde show, because it's definitely been that this week. And we had the show was all planned, and then we didn't have a show, and then we did, and then we didn't, and now we do, and here we are, and I'll fill you in. But it's been one of those Mercury in Retrograde weeks. But I'm delighted to say that we're here, and we've worked it out. But even so, even with all of the tap dancing and all of that, I have to say, you know, Christmas is really my my favorite holiday, I have to say. And I didn't figure it out. And gosh, it's just all coming together in my mind right now. I didn't figure it out. But for some reason, I've been more into the spirit and loving, you know, just feeling it better this year. And a little bit of it is I want to thank our sister station, Warm 106.9, because, you know, they're the original Christmas station and play Christmas music all the time. And for the first year, I really decided that I really wanted to take advantage of that and celebrate when I could. So when I've been driving around this last week or so, instead of listening, you know, to traffic and weather and news and all of that sort of stuff, I was listening to 106.9 and Christmas music. And I tell you, I had such a much more pleasant time. And I relearned songs, Nathan, to all the, you know, Christmas carols. And of course, the ones that we sing are sleigh bells ringing. You know, I would sing our doggy words to those Christmas carols. But anyway, I just really enjoyed it, and I've been enjoying the season much more. And it's occurred to me the last few days, I'm thinking, I feel so much better, and I'm really feeling so much joyful, and I'm feeling the holiday so much more. And I hadn't really questioned it or wondered, but then it's been so much better, and I've been feeling so into the season, and it just all came together for me.
Well, I'll tell you, you're going to feel it a lot more tomorrow, because special news on Warm 106.9 on Christmas Day, nonstop Christmas music, the entire day commercial free.
Oh, I heard that. Yeah, it's like 36 hours of no commercials starting at midnight tonight, I think. Isn't that right? Yeah, so we can. So I will definitely be listening when I'm driving to my families and all of that. But I realized today, just this morning, and just now, I'm realized that I understand now why I'm really feeling it, because Christmas has really always been my favorite holiday. But that changed a little the first year of the pandemic. So it's been a while. And that's because, you know, our animal family suffered a pretty horrendous loss. And it was 2 days after Christmas, the 27th, that our beloved, you know, Paul Ponton, Jude's husband, co-founders of Whispering Dragon Center and all the wonderful sound healing we do on the show and had been regulars for the show for so many years. Paul was unfortunately one of those that got COVID and died suddenly in the beginning of the pandemic, where, you know, just wasn't understood all that well. And that, of course, really was a devastating loss, not only, of course, for Jude, but for our Animal World family. And, of course, the show changed at that point because we no longer could do, you know, sound healing Sundays with Jude and Paul and have them do personal healings for you guys and all of that. Well, I realized we're changing that energy today. Because for the first time since then, the last hour of the show, we get to spend with Jude. Jude is going to join us for the first time. And I'm telling you about it now so we don't spend a whole lot of time, because you can tell it's choking me up. But I realized that the joy's coming back for me because Jude's coming back. And she really, I'm so proud of her. And she's blossomed so much. And she's gotten pretty good technically. And, you know, because Paul was pretty the technical side of the pair, but Jude's got pretty good with, you know, because she's teaching on Zoom and stuff now. So she doesn't drive, so she hadn't been able to come into the studio with all the stuff. But we're going to Zoom her in today, and she and Nathan have had a test flight, and all seems to be working. And we're going to end the show today with a wonderful sound healing, you know, Christmas Eve, Christmas sound healing bath from Jude live from the Whispering Dragon Center. You know, the gongs and the forks and all that good stuff. But we thought also it might be, you might be, if you're out there and thinking you'd, if you'd like to say hi or welcome Jude back or give her a hug over the phone, or maybe you're one of those that kind of needs a balancing last minute here to be with your family for the holidays. We're going to open the phone lines just in case you want to call in, and thought it might be a kind of a nice experiment, because would it be nice if we could have Jude coming back on a regular basis to do sound healing for our animals and us as she used to do. And so this would kind of be an experiment, a test run, to see if we can pull this off effectively on the radio via Zoom. So that's going to be our third hour. And then, of course, I couldn't be more delighted. The second hour, we are going to welcome back our National Geographic Explorer and human being and woman extraordinaire, Helen Thayer, is in fact joining us, and that was where all the stuff happened this week. I will explain all of that to you. And because we don't, you know, I don't think we've ever done a show, or I don't think I've ever done a show with Helen, and we didn't do the whole show, because she's got such incredible stories to tell, and there's so much to talk about, and even doing the whole show, we never had enough time. But of course, we weren't able to arrange that this time. So we have her for most of the second hour of today's show. But I'm going to start in this hour. I'm going to, for all of you newbies that haven't been around for the last 25 years and haven't heard all of the incredible shows that we did with Helen and Bill, and now it's just Helen because her husband is also crossed over, that we've done. So many of you may not be totally aware of all of Helen's work and her incredibly adventurous life and the courage of this woman. So I will fill you in on all of that, and we'll get that whole discussion started in this hour, and then we will welcome Helen in the second hour, because believe it or not, at 86, she's still got survival stories to tell, and her latest one is phenomenal and involves her personal life. And it is time finally to launch her newest book, Charlie, Hero by My Side. It's Charlie Wolfdog's story. And of course, Charlie has played a major role on the show here, and I'm one of the people on planet Earth that had the blessing of being able to meet Charlie in person and spend time with him. And he was actually in the studio with us back in the Como days when I met Helen for the first time, because we met. She is local and lives here in Snohomish, and but we met for the first time when her first book, Polar Dream, came out, and we launched that on the air back in the 90s sometime when that happened. Anyway, looking forward to catching up with Helen and finding out what she is up to these days, what she's been up to. I did find my show notes and realized that the last time she was on the air with us, Nathan, was the end of January 2021.
Really? It's been that long?
It's been that long.
Wow.
I
feel like you got to double check that, but I trust your fact checking.
Well, yeah, I was amazing that I found those notes, and but at any rate, it's been that long, so we've got to catch up on what the heck has been going on with Helen in the last 2.5 years or so, and there's a lot to tell, and she has a new project in the works already. Well, actually, more than one, so we'll catch up on all of that. And I'm delighted to have that going on. So I think what we're gonna let's do, Nathan, here is officially start the show. And I just got a few things we want to touch base about here, and take care of advertisers, and then we're going to start talking about Helen. So fun will that be? All right. So if you haven't been with me here when I officially start the show, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, start us with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers. And then we have a pile of affirmations that we do get us all primed, spiritualized up for the day, for the week, and for the holidays, you know, right now. So I'm going to start with, participating in this part of the show is completely voluntary. It's up to you. You can say the prayers and the affirmations along with me, or you can opt out. Okay. It's not like dancing around and having fun with the Jingle Cats at 10 and 11, you know, dancing and having fun is required, but you can opt in or out of the prayers and affirmations. So here we go. I'm going to start with the prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right. Now it is time for the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer for us human animals. Here we go with that. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. We're good with our prayers. Now we've got our affirmations, and all of these have been contributed by our one member of our Animal World family in a place or another. And they're chosen as part of this group because they have proven to be so powerful and really transform lives. So you can do them along with me, say them out loud or silently, whatever works. And you can do them daily as I do, and many of you do because I hear from you. These, if you do them consistently, they do change your life. So here we go. Affirmation number one. And this one comes from me, and which I got through my spiritual family, and it is life transforming. All right, here we go. And I say each affirmation out loud three times. Here's affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number two. This comes from Linda Rasmussen, one of our neuroenergetic balancers. And, you know, when Linda's on the air doing treatments for you guys, she always gives you an affirmation to keep the energy going. That's where this affirmation came from. And those of us that started doing it, it was so life transforming that it had to be part of the affirmation process here. So here we go with this one. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All righty. Now, this next affirmation comes from Ananda Spiritual Family, and actually the Italian division, and is the affirmation I use to keep me in a good frame of mind and keep me happy and healthy and taking good health and well-being out into the world instead of the negative stuff. So here we go three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All righty, now this next one comes from Natasha Venter, our medium communicator, psychic gal, personal awareness coach. And this is the one that I do for myself and my animals every day to help us kind of stay in balance with all this crazy energy we're dealing with. So here we go with this one. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty, and then I conclude this group of affirmations with the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, their Warrior of Light affirmation, and this is so needed now. I've got two, you know, major wars going on the planet. We know where to send the light and the love, so that's what we do with this affirmation. So let's send it everybody for a wonderful Christmas Eve and Christmas blessing along with this affirmation. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me, with a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. All righty then. We are all spiritualized up for the day and the holiday. Merry Christmas Eve. Woohoo. All righty. So I'm looking at the time. Let's keep us on schedule today and take care of our advertisers for the first time in this hour. And of course, it is the most important part of the show. Without them, there is no show. So please listen, pay attention, support them, thank them, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
A thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Broaden your horizons. You'll be amazed at all the topics we cover on Alternative Talk 1150.
Tell you, it's hard to do anything besides listen to the Jiggle Cats today. You know, we could just do that all day. I could anyway.
We don't have a guest for the first hour, so right, hey, why not?
Yeah, we got stuff to do though. All right, we heard from the wonderful Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. They, of course, have the Blue Lotus Temple and Yoga Hall in Bothell, the Ananda Community in Linwood, the Ananda Farms on Camino, and, of course, the East West is back in business in downtown Edmonds. And the big classes of the year are coming up starting in January at Ananda. The Art and Science of Raja Yoga begins January 18th, and Ananda Yoga Teacher Training begins January 13th. So tune in the first Sunday of January to hear all about those classes from Ananda. And, of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. Be wonderful to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, you can just shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty, then. Let's see, Nathan. Probably should cover the weather base a little bit for anybody in the area. I think doesn't look like there's any chance of a white Christmas around here.
No, we're not looking at that. I did see some snow in the foothills as I was driving in, going east on I-90.
Did ya?
But no, as far as that, you know, in the lowland areas, we ain't getting anything.
Yep. So now I have to say it was pretty cold last night here. And it was frosty and, sparkly frost around. But it's actually dry. I mean, the ground's wet, but it's not rain. I think we are expecting, aren't we? If anything, we're just going to get that liquid sunshine today and tomorrow. We got some rain coming in, or what's going on? Fill everybody in. So if we've got traveling to do today or tomorrow for Christmas, what's going on?
Mm-hmm. Today will be less rain than tomorrow. So whatever happens today, add on top of that. So we are in for a rainy Christmas.
Okay.
It looks like maybe up to a half an inch possible of rain.
Oh, okay. So that's a fair amount. So wear your rain shoes and your raincoat.
Even Monday night, Christmas night, it'll be just a little bit gusty. Maybe not too threatening of power going out, but the gusts are going to be up to 21 miles per hour. So Christmas dinners, who knows, maybe might be a little bit windy out there.
Get the turkey done early.
Yes.
So you don't...
Or however you choose to prepare your Christmas meal.
I think I can only remember, I'm thinking about all the history of my family, you know, because we always get together on Thanksgiving, you know, and Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. And pretty much, you know, turkey's usually always been involved with that. I do remember, I think there was the year, and this would have been decades ago, after my brother got married, and for a while, he and his wife had to move down to the San Francisco area and lived in California because he was running a hotel down there. And I remember for their Thanksgiving, they had a storm and the power went out while their turkey was still in the oven, you know, and half done. And that was a pain. But that's the only time I can think of my family and, you know, power outages affecting, you know, an actual holiday and not being able to cook. So I guess we've been pretty lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like, you know, as long as you do your major cooking during the day, you ought to be okay. So no white Christmas, but be prepared to ski through some rain.
Thankfully, no black ice, maybe too threatening overnight, though the temperatures will be in the low 40s. So not quite really getting close to freezing just yet.
Well, and I was down to freezing last night here.
Well, depends on your area, I guess.
Yeah. Well, but you know, I'm Cascade Foothills, so
yeah.
I'm farther out. But it definitely, as I said, it was colder than it has been last night here. But
well, even clicking on your area, it still says 38 degrees. So I
think
you'll be okay.
Yeah, so I think it's warmed up. That's because it's the cloudy. It was clear yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, so that makes it colder. All righty then, and just some precautions for Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and our animal friends. Remember, you know, keep them in mind when you're having your celebrations. And the big things to remember would be, you know, you can share some of your food with your dog friends, but be careful about what you share and how much of what you share. You don't want to overwhelm them with a bunch of leftovers all at once and cause, you know, a soft stool or diarrhea, because then you have to deal with that. So I take all the leftovers, come home to my Robbie, but he doesn't get them all at once. You know, I dole them out for, you know, several days. He gets leftovers. The smaller the dog you have, the more careful you have to be on what you share, because the little ones can get pancreatitis very easily. So you want to be careful not to give them the fat and the greasy stuff from the meals, because that can really be upsetting to them. And remember, cooked bones are bad. No cooked bones. So no cooked turkey bones or any cooked bones are brittle and can cause trouble. Raw bones are okay for most dogs, but cooked bones are bad. So make sure that you keep turkey carcasses and that sort of thing away from your animal friends. And then for our kitty friends, and some dogs, but most are kitties, be careful about wrapping, ribbons, strings, that sort of thing. Cats are more likely to play with that kind of stuff, often will eat those things, and can cause a problem going out. And then just in case your animal friends, you know, get into some, especially your dog friends, eat more than they should or grab something they shouldn't. If you get, you know, the soft stools, diarrhea sort of thing, that's why you want to have slippery elm on hand, tree root and bark powder in a gelatin capsule. It's a great tummy and intestinal tract coater. You can get it at any human supplement department at grocery stores or pharmacies. It's also available by a number of manufacturers on Amazon. And recently, it's like the Amazon price is like half price of what you pay retail rise in stores. So you can get your slippery elm on Amazon. I get the Nature's Way. And I just ordered a bottle of it because I was getting low and I got it in less, you know, in a day, I think less than 2 days. So slippery elm is what you need if you share too much Christmas joy with your dog friends. But please be careful about that. And then the only other thing that I want to just remind you about is we are at the end of the year. And so next Sunday is the last Sunday of the month. Now, it's going to be New Year's Eve, but we will be running our encore show as usual for the end of the month. So I won't be here to talk to you live. But New Year's Eve, remember, there can be a lot of fireworks going on around depending on where you live. So make sure you're ready with your dog friends. And if you haven't been practicing jolly routines, you might want to start doing that. But just remember the bottom line is if your dog is sound sensitive and you get the fireworks going off and they get frightened, the worst thing to do is calm, soothe, and sympathize. You know, oh, calm down, honey. It's only New Year's Eve. It'll be over in a little while, you know, sort of thing. When you do that, you are acknowledging the fear. You reward it. You're seeding it deeper on an emotional level. And so you make it worse. So if they are nervous or worried or startled or frightened, what you do is get happy and jolly. Woohoo! Oh boy, let's get turkey. Oh boy, turkey. You know, save a few little turkey treats that you can. So whenever the fireworks go off, you get happy, jolly, and give them a treat. And then you build their confidence and change the way they feel about that kind of stuff, and you can keep them much more stable. So remember your jollies for New Year's Eve. And your dog friends, if you're in an area where you hear, you know, fireworks and so forth. All righty then. I think we're pretty good with all of that stuff. So I'm going to spend the rest of our time here getting to know again our wonderful National Geographic Explorer, Helen Thayer. And I was just thinking, you know, if I had to pick the most courageous person I know, the best person, and the most determined and courageous and all the wonderful words I could think of, it would absolutely be Helen. She's not a very big gal. She's shorter than I am, and but big in power and spirit. And I met Helen and her husband Bill and Charlie Wolf Dog for the first time back in the 90s when her first book came out. And I just went and grabbed it, Polar Dream. And I thought I'd take a look here and see. 2000. All right, well, this is the paperback, and it came out in hardback. So the paperback came out in 2002. I've loaned out my hard copy to somebody, and I don't know where it is. But it was in the 90s when Polar Dream came out, and I was very connected with the publisher who was doing, you know, animal book publications and stuff at the time, and you know, got galley print of the book. I was blown away reading it. I couldn't put it down. It was absolutely unbelievable, her trek to the magnetic North Pole. And it was so dramatic, and I was amazed that, A, she was still alive, but I will never forget when I first met them, because I met them in parking outside the building when I was at Como. They were with me in the Como studios for the first time, And when I met them outside, we got out of our cars and walked up to each other. I didn't care anything else. I got to Helen, and the first thing I said to her was, "Show me your hands." Okay. Because she had on her trek to the magnetic North Pole, the first day out, her hands got frostbite, and she lost, you know, a layer of skin and all of that, and excruciating pain. Anyone else would have abandoned the trip and gone home, but not Helen. She carried on. Anyway, I was convinced her hands would be absolutely mutilated, but you know, they seemed just fine. So she is absolutely amazing. And if you haven't been with us before, or if you need a reminder of why she's such an incredible human and all the things she's done, I'm going to fill you in on all of that right after we take care of our advertisers. So
you sound like a game show there.
Yeah. Just that little tease. So we'll take care of our advertisers for the last time in this hour, and then I'm going to share with you all of Helen's accomplishments, was at least as many as I have time for, and all the background. So we'll be all caught up when we talk to her in the next hour. Helen will be with us shortly after 10. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're excited to tell you that Conscious Talk is back for 2023. Conscious Talk will continue broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at our usual time.
We'll continue to bring you the very best people we know of on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We'll also share Conscious Minutes on AM 880 Kixie during the John Tesh Show on Friday.
Don't forget, Conscious Talk is on Fridays, where we'll continue to give you back to yourself.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
So sweet. Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Christmas Eve morning with us here on Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Dr. Nils Rasmussen. He is our neuroenergetic balance and Rasmussen reset guy. Can help you and your animal friends with emotional, physical, behavioral issues. He always does a free telephone evaluation. He likes you to contact him through his website, healingministryforanimals.com, and that's where you can get the Rasmussen Reset do-it-yourself program or arrange for him to work with you or your animals remotely. Man, he is really incredible. So check him out, healingministryforanimals.com. YouTube channel is Nils Rasmussen on YouTube. Look at all the before and after videos. It's absolutely miraculous. All right, and then, of course, our wonderful Jude Ponton at the Whispering Dragon Center is doing really well these days, and the Whispering Dragon Center is in her home in Shoreline. Great access and parking and all that good stuff. And I hope you can get in for a session, and she will join us in the third hour today. I'm just so delighted. Anyway, you can check her out at whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give a call at 206-706-2836. Then, of course, you know, if you need help with your animal friends or dog friends, especially, that's what I do. And I always do a free telephone evaluation. So if you or anyone you know has got problems with their dogs, I'm available. Give me a call, 360-217-7258. Okie dokie. Let's get ready for Helen joining us in the next hour. And wanted to tell you that. So any of you that haven't heard her story and know what she's all about, or anybody that needs reminders, Helen's life started in New Zealand, and she grew up on like a 5,000-acre farm. So hardworking and growing up there, Sir Edmund Hillary, you know, the first guy to summit Mount Everest and all of that, was a dear family friend. She started mountain climbing with, you know, her dad, I think when she was 9 years old. And Sir Edmund was a big influence in her life. But out in the, you know, wilderness, or, you know, the, 5,000 acres of a farm in New Zealand. And she met Bill, her husband, few years older than she, but he was hired by her father to come in as a crop duster, because he's a pilot, helicopter pilot, and he'd been crop dusting. So they hired him to come, you know, crop dust on their, you know, acreage. Well, he stole the farmer's daughter. Okay, so that's where their life began. And then the life they lived together, absolutely incredible. So before any of the major treks started, you know, they were married, and I believe they then lived in Guatemala for some time. Boy, has she got stories about dictatorships and their time there. And a lot of wonderful things together, but both of them were very physically active. And just so you know, Helen, well, they represented, or Helen represented like three countries in international competitions in track and field. But also, she was a member of the United States Olympic team on doing the luge, Nathan. You know, that's mm-hmm. That's scary stuff. And so she's an Olympian and all, you know, track and field and all that kind of stuff. So doing all that kind of stuff. And then she had a desire to do something to inspire children. And So she started creating what she called the adventure classroom. And it was to bring the four corners of the world into the adventure classroom for education and science, to motivate students K through 12 to set goals, plan for success, and never give up as they travel the road to their personal and environmental goals. So it was that concept of wanting to start the adventure classroom that began these treks. So listen to what she's done. 1988. The first woman to solo any of the world's poles when she walked alone to the magnetic North Pole, pulling her own sled, unsupplied, without the help of dog teams or snowmobiles. Helen was 50 years old. She wrote a best-selling book, Polar Dream, about her journey. Helen was also first to circumnavigate the magnetic North Pole area. In 1990, she was the American leader of the first Russian-USA women's Arctic expedition to Siberia and the Soviet polar islands. In 1992, Helen and Bill were the first married couple to walk any of the world's poles. They traveled on foot, pulling their own sleds without any resupply to the magnetic North Pole. Bill was the oldest person at 65 to walk to the pole, pulling his own sled without resupply. In 1994, Helen and Bill spent 1 year with Charlie, their canine companion of magnetic North Pole fame, in the Canadian Yukon and the Northwest Territories, studying and photographing three families of wild wolves at their den site, hunting range, and on the sea ice. The remarkable and unique story is documented in Helen's book, Three Among the Wolves. In 1995, walked 1,500 miles through Death Valley, Mojave, and the American and Mexican Sonoran deserts in a study of high and low altitude deserts. 1996, first woman to walk across the Sahara Desert, following an ancient camel trail trade route of 4,000 miles. 1997, Helen walked alone for 550 miles in Antarctica, pulling her own 260-pound sled unsupplied or unresupplied. During the expedition, she celebrated her 60th birthday alone on the polar ice cap with a frozen cupcake and one candle. She had no radio or voice contact with the outside world. She was the only living being in the area she traveled. She said it was like living on the moon. In 1998, with her husband, Bill, Helen trekked the largest caribou herd in the world of 500,000 animals as they followed their centuries-old tradition of migrating from their wintering grounds in southern Alaska to the North Slope calving grounds. The Thayers walked 600 miles, documenting the entire migration for educational scientific programs. They walked with the herd across the vast tundra plains, across the windswept Brooks Range, the most northern mountain range in the world, to the frigid North Slope of Alaska. In 1999, walked 1,200 miles throughout New Zealand studying the Moari culture. In 2000, first non-Indians to kayak 1,200 miles along two rivers in a remote area of the Amazon rainforest. They lived with indigenous Indians and explored an area seldom seen by outsiders. It was a study of a rainforest's original inhabitants. In the year 2000, trekked 400 miles from the North Canadian Yukon territories to the Arctic National Wildlife Reserve in Alaska to document the herd of 240,000 animals trekked from their wintering grounds to their summer calving grounds and to document the Gwich'in indigenous people's dependence on the herd for sustenance. 2001, first to trek on foot across the entire length of the Mongolian Gobi Desert. Helen, 63, with Bill, 74, a two-person team, trekked a distance of almost 1,500 miles. They suffered through 126-degree heat, sandstorms, life-threatening thirst, and scorpions as they walked the longest route across the desert, west to east, on a journey of true discovery to share the nomadic lifestyle of desert nomads who have lived in the Gobi for hundreds of years and still follow the ancient lifestyle of their ancestors. I mean, wow. So that's just the bare outline of all the things that Helen's done by herself and with her husband, Bill. Now, Bill, you know, passed a few years ago, and you would think that maybe that was enough to get, you know, Helen to slow down or retire or something. That didn't happen. She has simply just carried on. Now, she continues at 86. She still lives on her farm in Snohomish and has goats and dogs. I think book is saying for the first time, she only has three dogs in her life and a bunch of goats. She's continued on. Now, she has done a number of shows with us over the years, starting back in the 90s, because we launched the Polar Dream book. Then we launched Three Among the Wolves book, her story of them living with the wolves for a year up in the Yukon. I don't know. All the books are so good. And, of course, I'm in the middle of reading the newest one, and that's fantastic, too. I actually cried when the Three Among the Wolves, when that book ended, partly because of the ending that touched me so much. But I realized I was crying because I didn't want it to end.
You're not the only one. Trust me. Yeah. My aunt got a copy of both of her books. Both of them, she read and cried.
Isn't it amazing, isn't it? Just amazing. She is a phenomenal writer. The books grab you instantly. They're the kinds you just can't put down, and you feel like you're right there. And I've been amazed that she saved some stories for the latest book, Charlie's book. They're, you know, credible details that weren't in the Polar Dream book and so forth. All of those treks, and out of that came three books. First one is Polar Dream. Second is Three Among the Wolves. Third is Walking the Gobi, the story of the Gobi Desert. Now, all of those books are still in print and available. They're all available on Amazon, but if you order the books from Helen, then she will autograph them, send them to you. And if you want to check her out, Helen's website is Helen Thayer, T-H-A-Y-E-R, HelenThayer.com. So HelenThayer.com is where you can get books and that Helen will personally autograph for you. Now, I'll let Helen tell you about the updates on some of the books coming out. But she then started doing treks on her own, and she decided that she was going to trek all the national parks in the country. And she started with Death Valley, walked Death Valley, and then wanted to do it again. And she adopted a new dog. His name is Sam, a big shepherd collie mix, big guy. And so we heard all about Sam. And then she did a second trek of Death Valley with Sam. And we did a show about that. And then she was going to go on to other national parks. And, you know, like I said, the last time we did a show was after the Death Valley treks. Was the end of January 2021. And then the pandemic continued, stuff happened. We haven't had a big chance to do, you know, shows and so forth. But behind the scenes, Helen's adventure and survival treks continued. But that's where we're going to pick up the story when she joins us. The other thing I want to tell you about before we close out this hour so we don't have to talk about it is what went down this week. Because God bless her, she's still with us, but there was a horrendous tragedy in her life this week. Just so you know, Helen has no living family on the planet anymore. The closest thing she has to family is a family that she grew up with. You know, she grew up on this 5,000-acre farm. Well, the family that lived next door to them, like a 4,000-acre farm, so it's not like right next door. But anyway, she grew up with them, and so this is like her last her family. They are family to her, was this family. Well, apparently there were six of them. They were all Nathan in a van or something, and there was some kind of horrendous crash, and they went off some kind of mountain or something. Four of them were killed. Two of them, her friends, were on death's doorstep, intensive care, and all they wanted, all they asked for, the only thing was Helen. So midweek, we're looking at, okay, they got to try to move heaven and earth to get Helen to New Zealand so she can connect with these folks before, if they're going to pass, and then, you know, deal with the family and the funerals and all of that sort of thing. But, you know, it's Christmas. That's the, you know, biggest holiday and the biggest travel time we've ever had, you know, in years since the pandemic. So everybody was tap dancing and trying to figure out how to get Helen there. And then sort of things got worked out. Well, of course, wouldn't it happen that the first flight that they might be able to get her out on would be now, Sunday morning. And so we weren't going to be able to do the show with Helen. And then they decided, they could get her on a flight a little later so she could join us. They'd put her in a private room at the airport so she could be quiet and could be on the phone with us. So that's what we were going to do. But then yesterday, her friends had a turnaround. We've been praying like crazy and taken off life support, and they are definitely going to live and are going to be okay. So Helen's been able to relax a little bit, and she doesn't have to fly out today. So we will have Helen with us live just after the top of the hour. But I wanted to tell you about this part of her just recent story so that we don't have to talk about it on the air because it's still so fresh and all of that. So we can just talk about everything else. But just know she's been through that all week, and that's still coming together. But bless her heart, she wouldn't be anywhere else but with us. So Helen Thayer will join us in the next hour. We are going to wrap up hour number one here. We're going to do one Merry Christmas with the Jingle Cats just to stretch out a little bit and enjoy the holiday. And then we will continue with Helen. And I always energize up our Jingle Cats just to give us a little more spirituality for the day with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Jingle Cats. And here they come, followed by Helen Thayer. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.